Today is the deadline for a public comment on Montana's Lolo National Forest Management Plan. Advocates say the input will shape how the land is used for decades, but others say it could go further. This is the first time the Lolo Management Plan has been revised since the late 1980s, says Montana Wildlife Federation board member and retired U.S. Forest Service wildlife biologist Skip Kowalski. It will shape how the forest is managed for the next 30 years, affecting everything from recreational use and wildlife protections to logging rules and grizzly bear habitat connectivity.
Its location in the area of Missoula is equidistant between the North Continental Divide Grizzly Bear Recovery Area and the Cabinet Yak Recovery Area, which is in northwestern Montana, and the recovery area for grizzly bears in the Selway Bitterroot.
Some sporting and conservation groups want the plan to make wildlife habitat connectivity a bigger priority. Today is the last day for public comment. Kowalski says the proposed management plan is a good first step in managing the Lolo, but he calls it a work in progress that needs to consider Montana's growth, which is why public input is so critical.
We have a lot of increased recreation use. There's a lot more people moving into western Montana, and this will give the Lolo an opportunity to be able to manage the national forest in concert with all of these other development pressures that are occurring.
The proposal designates the entire Montana portion of the Great Burn as wilderness, which is a critical step in safeguarding vital wildlife corridors in the face of climate change. But Kowalski argues it should consider more roadless areas there, too. For Big Sky Connection, I'm Mark Moran. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.